to understand that number, there's other statistics that you need to look at, because it's a little bit misleading because it includes all appointments. Some veterans actually want their follow-up appointment scheduled over 30 days. It includes follow-up appointments, initial appointments, everything. And so some appointments, it's clinically necessary to have them over 30 days. But there are other statistics that were in that same report that show Boise in very good standing. If you look at primary care and how quickly we can get an existing patient in, it's less than a day. For mental health, it's very good statistics. And even for our specialty clinics, it looks much better. The whole picture looks much better than that over 30-day number.
Any idea why Boise was different?
I don't really understand where the data came from. And so we're digging into that, trying to understand exactly what they were looking at. We do know that they were looking at all appointments, however. So that would be, follow-up appointments, et cetera.
The wait time for new patients is greater than established patients at the Boise VA. Some established patients are seen almost immediately. What's the difference?
So if you're a existing patient, then you have a relationship with that provider, and you're in the system, and so it's easier for us to see you in a timely manner. If you're a new patient, it takes a while to assign you a provider, schedule an appointment, and get all of that pre-work done that needs to occur. And so it takes a little bit longer for getting new patients into the system. But once that relationship is established, then we're pretty good at providing access to our veterans.
The average wait for a specialist was, 52 days. Why is that number so high in Boise?
We've had an extended vacancy in our optometry or our ophthalmology. And so our ophthalmology and optometry patients, we have a wait list in that area. And have had a wait list for some time. And so that has really driven the average up for our specialty care areas. In most specialty care areas, the access is very good. But because of a couple of areas, it has driven that average down. Now, we have been and will be accelerating the number of patients that we send into the community to receive that care. And so those numbers will come down, and we're in the process of recruiting another ophthalmologist and another optometrist.
Is it hard to get specialists to come here?
It can be, depending on the specialist. So for ophthalmology, it has been very difficult for us to recruit a specialist.
The audit found that the systemic scheduling problems by employees at other VAs doesn't exist in Boise. As a person who's familiar with the VA system, what do you think has gone wrong at other hospitals?
You know, I can't really speak to what exactly has gone wrong at other hospitals. I think overall there is been confusion about the policies related to scheduling. They are a little bit complicated, and so I think it's easy for employees to get confused about that. What we do at the Boise VA is we do audits on a daily basis and on a yearly basis for employees who do scheduling. And if there are issues that crop up, then we address them right away.
The audit noted that overall the Boise VA seems to be doing pretty well in scheduling patients. There are a few issues that we've talked about. Will the audit change the way you run the VA here?
We're in the process of contacting veterans who have been waiting and asking them if they want to receive that care in the community. So that's a short-term solution to this. I think the long-term solution is being discussed and debated in Congress and talked about nationally. But I believe it will create some real change in the VA that will lead to better access for veterans across the country.